When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Coming up on Relatables.
What was his name in the group chat?
Lizard Kisser.
Yuck! That's disgusting. That's where I'd rather just get pecked than lizard kissed. Oh my God.
Do what you wanna do. Be what you wanna be. Relatables.
You are listening to
Relatables.
Season 3.
Episode 27.
27 it is.
And I would like to quickly...
It's 26.
Episode 26. And I would quickly like to say again, thanks, guys. We're 2 for 2.
No one...
2 weeks into the Outfit of the Week competition that we randomly started.
Potty's over. We're done. This is... Ah, discrepancy. Is that a word? I don't even know. I'm angry.
Is this...
I'm furious. Is
this... So if you're listening to this on right on Monday morning, you should have seen and voted on our Instagram story. If you haven't, go vote. I have to win this one. I don't know. I think I'm feeling 3 for 3. I'm feeling 3 for 3.
Yours is boring though.
And then come back next week and find out if I'm 3 for 3 or if Oddie's got one, if it's 2-1.
You're relying on crude humor. So, but anyways.
And I would just like to quickly point out that last week Oddie was going, you have an advantage. You get to choose your outfit after you've seen mine. So, firstly, this week I set my outfit out before he got here and then he looked at it to make sure.
I'm appreciative of that. Yeah.
And then, but I would like to point out in the first week, we didn't have a choice what we wore. It was about the shirt. We got given shirts. Someone made us shirts.
Yeah, that one.
So that one, so it was 1 week of... Barely an advantage.
That one was always going to win. Your name was Daddy and mine was Mummy. So? You wearing a shirt that says Daddy was always going to win.
No, what are you talking about? You're making excuses. I literally like your shirt better.
I like my shirt's better to wear, but like the joke of like Daddy, like fucking. Anyway, outfit. I've got snakes on mine. If you don't know, guys, go head over to YouTube. But to kick things off, is this relatable, Jake?
Yeah. I don't know yet.
I'm going to set the scene. Not many things annoy me in the world, but this pisses me off.
Okay.
You're in the gym. There's a few people around, right? Someone's on one piece of equipment with a towel. They leave their towel there. They go use another piece of equipment and they're using both at once. And you're just like, are you fucking serious?
This is what I want to do. Yeah.
Like,
yes, it's relatable.
I'm thinking in my head, I'm like, I want to use that machine while you're doing over there doing nothing, supersetting this thing that isn't even beneficial for your muscles. And I'm just like, now I'm just standing here awkwardly waiting for you to move and then I'm going to take it when you go back over there.
My heart's beating out of my chest right
now. I know.
Now.
It's so annoying.
There's nothing more annoying than a guy that's got, he's got a towel on the bench, okay? And then what he's doing is, he's going maybe like a little chest press.
Yeah.
And then he gets up and he goes over to a cable to do some triceps. And then he goes over to the pec fly machine and uses that. You're using 3 machines that are like fucking 10 meters apart.
Yeah.
So just let alone you walking around is just taking up. So it's like, I can't work out on the fucking bench next to yours because you're walking around it all the time.
It's so annoying.
Like, is that not the most, that's like the worst gym etiquette ever.
It just comes down to etiquette. You don't have any.
That is, you don't have any.
Of your surroundings. Like, look, I'm just standing here awkwardly. I'm like, just sit down, mate. Like,
that is.
Chill pill. And then I want to like go up to him like, this isn't benefiting your muscles at all. No. So I can't even talk, I'm too angry.
I know.
Beneficial to your muscles. All right, so relatable?
I'm going to say relatable, yes. Okay, mine. I've got something happened to me the other day.
Mm.
All right, mine's more of like a is this relatable pet peeve of mine. That's like a pet peeve.
Yeah, yeah.
This is a pet peeve episode. Okay, big pet peeve. Let me know if you relate. You're driving on the freeway. All right, there's 3 lanes: left lane, slow lane, middle lane, normal, right lane, takeover lane.
Yeah.
Okay, you're in the middle lane. Going up a hill, there's in front of you, up a fairway in front of you, two semis. The semi behind the first semi decides I'm going to try and overtake this semi in the middle lane, and he can't go. He's only going 5 kilometers faster, so he's doing it at the slowest overtake pace. You're going up a hill, so he creates a traffic jam on the fucking freeway, and then you have to try and get into the right lane, but everyone behind you can see it coming, and you haven't been able to see it coming, so you're stuck in it, and you can't merge into the right lane, so then all these people next to you are passing you, and you're going like 20 k's an hour on the freeway.
Relatable! It all comes down to etiquette again.
Like, I think there should be a law that semi drivers are only allowed to stay in the left lane no matter what.
I agree. And I always think, I'm like, mate, you're getting paid to drive right now. Mm. Chill the fuck out. I've got to go home. You're just getting paid a great wage to sit on the freeway, listen to some potties, just chill for an extra 5 minutes, dude.
Like, I don't know if it's got anything to do with like their... Like, do they have crazy deadlines that they have to reach?
Are they going
to
save their fucking 5 minutes?
I don't know. Is 15 minutes, like if you're 15 minutes late to a delivery, like is that a huge thing? Because I guarantee you, like surely those trucks, they're only going to one place.
Oh, that's so relatable.
My jaw hurts from how much that just works me out.
Yeah. Welcome back, everybody.
Welcome back.
We've got up next the YouTube exclusive that's video only. So it's Girl Next Door or Man Eater. So if you want to go check that out, head over to YouTube for a bit of an extra.
And we'll give you a sneak peek maybe. Her name is Marisol Beaufrond. So if you think I said that weird, I probably did. Go to the YouTube and try and read it yourself because it's fucking hard. See you over there.
Yeah.
All right. Welcome back, guys, to another episode. 26.
Thanks, season everybody.
Season 3, episode 26.
For tuning in.
And
we just got to keep the lights on quickly, Jake.
Yep.
Patreon. Is where it's at. It's $5 a month.
$1.25 a week.
That's 17 cents a day. You get an extra episode every week.
That's honestly cheap.
It's cheap as chips.
An extra full hour every week. That's 4 hours a month for $5.
And we can't cancel ourselves out there, so we say some outrageous stuff.
Yeah, we can kind of say whatever we want.
I'm a bit loosey-goosey on the old edits, you know?
Oh, really? Yeah. A little bit like, I can get away with this one.
And everyone who's like right now, who's like listening to us, they're doing a bit of a hot girl walk, maybe a run even.
Yeah.
Keep fucking doing that stuff.
We got some good shares last week and we put them in our stories. Keep it up.
Keep sharing it. Put it on your Insta stories. We're going to share that shit up. We're starting a community, a fitness, health and well-being community.
Yep.
Bringing everyone up. So if you share that, it's a good thing to do.
Yeah. See, we reward hot girl walks.
Yeah. Not only do you look hot.
Yeah.
But you're bettering yourself.
We got one and it was a girl riding a horse. And she wrote like hot girl walks. Yeah. And I was like, oh, that's creative. You know, riding a horse. And you know what's crazy is I bet you... A girl that knows how to ride a horse knows how to...
Don't say it.
I'm not going to say it.
Knows how to listen to a good potty.
But I know what you're thinking and what you're thinking is what I'm thinking. So, and also I assume everyone else is picking up what I'm putting down.
Mm.
But yeah, so if you know how to ride a horse, don't hit me up.
But isn't a horse girl the equivalent of like a car guy?
Yeah. What was that? Did I say that to you?
Yeah, I think you did. Was that on the potty?
Was that on the pod? What did we...
I'm not sure.
I think it was, but yes, you're right. The horse girl... No, it's because we did a dilemma of it.
Yeah.
The horse girl is the equivalent of a car guy.
Sorry, girls.
Sorry.
But if you're listening and you're a horse girl, we still like it.
Yeah, we still love you. All right. Is that everything? You can do it?
Yeah.
What you wanna do, be what you wanna be, relatables.
All right, guys, PSA, big PSA. Exciting news. Oddie and I are gonna be on a billboard.
What can we say?
This is so to all our Melbourne listeners, it's gonna be in Melbourne from the 19th to the 22nd of February, okay? This comes out on the 20th of February.
So it's out there now.
So it should be there. It is on the corner of Swanston Street and Burke Street in Melbourne, okay, in the city.
It's big.
And it's right above the Vodafone, okay? Yeah. Vodafone on Swanston and Burke Street. If you're listening to this and you're near there, please take a photo. It's going to be in rotation with us. So we got told you might have to wait like a minute or two or whatever. Yeah. It'll be in rotation. Send a photo, tag the pod, and we will repost. We do you want to go? We'll repost every single one we get.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, it's going to be embarrassing if we get none. So please do it.
No,
we'll
no,
also,
no.
We'll also put it on our Instagram story. You would have seen it already. Please.
Yeah, we can't get down there. This
stuff, and we're only there. Literally, we're there because of you guys.
This is for the plot. This is our plot.
Yes,
this
is you exciting. Guys are the best. This is because of you. We love you. Enjoy.
All right, everybody. Up next, is this your favorite part of the potty?
Dilemmas. I really like dilemmas. I love dilemmas. What's my current favorite part of the pod? I think my current favorite thing we've been doing is the last couple of episodes is the little rants at the start.
Do you know what my favorite part is?
What?
Talking to you.
Whatever.
Dilemmas. Got my emotions.
I'm just a fart smeller.
No one knows what that means. You can go check out his outfit. Hi. I'm a 20-year-old female and work this summer in a resort in Europe. I often compare it to Below Deck or Love Island. Do you know what Below Deck is?
Yes.
Okay. I love the job and can't wait to get back, but I'm nervous because, as you can imagine, the topic of relationships and sex is a regular conversation. I've never been in a proper mature relationship, and with that, I've never had sex. Last summer, no one knew, but I got playfully slagged for not getting with anyone. I don't mind too much, but I also didn't expect this coming summer I would be in the same situation. I've found I've avoided getting to know someone because I'm not experienced and am slightly embarrassed. My question is, should I go out and find some random and get it over with? Or ... Thanks for the advice. Your potty makes my hot girl walks elite.
Damn, hot girl walks. Okay, I would like to say who... I don't remember who I was talking about it to recently. When people go to like 20 or 22 or 25 and they haven't had sex. You know, lost their virginity. And then they're like, should I save it for someone good? Or do I get it over and done with? I've heard like very different opinions about this. Because it's like, look, you can save it for someone that you think is perfect and there's nothing wrong with that. But also it's like your first time, I think is, might have been, the person I was saying was like, they were like, my first time is not memorable at all. It wasn't special at all. It was a one night stand. And I was just like, I was like 17 or whatever. And it was just, yeah, a one night thing. And I don't care at all. Like, I don't regret it at all. And I was thinking like, yeah, like if you really just want to get it over and done with, like just fucking hop on a dating app and get it over and done with. And then at least you've got that first one out of the way.
I think.
Like, and I was like, because like, there's no wrong answer.
I don't think there is any wrong answer, but there's only the right answer to you listening right now. So if virginity to you is something special that you want to lose over a meaningful person who you have gotten to know and you're going to see after, you're going to talk, you're going to get breakfast in the morning and you're going to keep seeing that person, then I don't get it over with and wait for that. But if you just want to get it and over and done with because you want to have sex, go for it. But it's as much pressure on yourself as you make it, pretty much.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah. Like if I see, I personally see it as something, you do remember it for the whole, the rest of your life.
Like, I mean, like I remember my first time.
Yeah, I remember.
Mine was actually with a girlfriend. So that mine was kind of like, I guess it was a bit special.
Or the person I was seeing, yeah.
Yeah.
Mine, I see it as something special and just because it's going to be a memory that's in your mind no matter what happens. So I would personally prefer to be with someone I semi-like. Rather than something on a one night stand.
Yeah.
But that's my personal preference.
Yeah.
And
20 isn't that old.
Not at all. And the fact that you're thinking about doing it with some random because of the pressures of this cruisy resort thing you're in, I would say don't do it because of that.
Yeah.
Just ask yourself, if you don't care, if you haven't had sex, who gives a fuck? Just keep doing your life and be like, yeah, no, I'm just waiting for the right guy. Just say that. Make a joke about it. Be like, oh, when they say you didn't go home with anyone, it's just like none of them were good enough for me.
Honestly, facts.
Yeah, like just put your foot down if you don't
like
want
if
it.
That, if that's what you're doing, like if you are waiting for the right guy and they're making jokes, you could almost make them feel shit about themselves by being like, well, I mean, I don't know about you, but I'm waiting for the right one.
Yeah.
And then they're like, oh, fuck, I can't give it to anyone.
Yeah, exactly. And the fact that you're slightly embarrassed is there's nothing to be embarrassed about. Yeah. Most of the times when you have sex with someone for the first time, it's not going to be great. Might be a bit of chemistry and it's going to be feel good for a little bit, but it takes more than once to get to know someone. So,
and guys usually aren't great at it.
No.
You got to give us some time.
Yeah, exactly.
I reckon, how old am I? I'm 24. I reckon I only got good at it when I was like 23.
It's all, yeah, it's learning. And the fact that you're 20, most males around you in the same space are going to be fucking shit at it.
Yeah.
So honestly, it's all down to personal preference and what you want to do, but don't let any external pressures make you want to lose it.
Agreed.
Because you will remember it.
Yeah, agreed. Okay. This is more of a cheating or not cheating, but I'll share it with you anyway. Been talking to a coworker, and we have the same taste in music, so occasionally send songs back and forth. Didn't think much of it, to be honest. After a couple months, he started sending songs more about love, wishing to be with someone you can't, and about missing people you love, etc. I started getting sus. A little while later, I found out he's had a girlfriend the whole time who I didn't know about. Now I feel bad about him sending me so many love songs. Do you think it's a form of cheating, or am I reading into it too much? Do you guys use songs as a form of communication? P.S. Love the podcast. I recommend to everyone. Thank you.
Cheating.
I was literally going to say, girl, like, look, yeah, granted, I think that girls do read into things too much sometimes, but I don't think you're reading too much into this one. Oi, men don't fucking do that.
No.
I don't even care if you are a music guy. Like, we love music, but we don't do that.
Nah, this guy's trying to plant a seed. He's going to break up with his girl, and then as soon as he's done, he might not even not break up, I just cheat. And then he's going to be like, look what I've set up here. Yeah, no, that's cheating for sure.
Wait, you know what's happening is this man is literally laying foundations.
Yes, that's what he's doing.
He's currently, what he's doing right now is he's putting a request in the council to build in the future. Yeah. That's what he's doing. And he's waiting for approval.
Yeah.
Fucking hell. This man's playing the world's longest game. Nah. That's crazy.
This guy is manipulative.
Okay, you know what one of the biggest things that annoys me is... So first off, we don't think that a guy and a girl can be best friends, all right? So we'll keep all that in mind.
Mm-hmm.
But even if you have someone that's a guy, like say you're a guy and you have a friend that's a girl, like even just messaging them often, if you have a girlfriend and you're like messaging a friend that's a girl often, like honestly, like why? What's the point? Why are you doing that? Am I crazy to think that me as a boyfriend... if I get a message from a friend that's a girl, I'll reply to it, but I'll be ending that conversation as quickly as I possibly can.
Mm.
And then also in turn, it's like, if I was to find out that my girlfriend is quite often messaging a guy that's just a friend, they don't see each other, but they quite often message, just chat. I'm like, I would seriously be like, what the fuck are you doing? Yeah. Message me. Like, is that crazy or is that a normal thing? Like what? Like, I don't know. Your parents, they're married. They don't go just like having mad old chats with their friends that are the opposite sex.
I completely see where you're coming from.
You know what I'm saying? Am I crazy? Like, no. Am I actually like, maybe, do I need like help?
I think it comes across as slightly toxic.
Like, no, but is that toxic?
It is to an extent, but I completely see where you're coming from. And I just think there's just a line that shouldn't be crossed. And it's, if you ask your girlfriend and say, why are you talking to him? Like, if you're just having conversations about, oh, how was your day? That's so sus.
That's sus.
And if she had a legitimate reason, I don't know what it would be, but if she did, I guess it'd be fine. But if she's just saying, oh, I just like to talk to him.
Yeah.
I'll be like, what? So, weird. Yeah. How you said it comes across as slightly toxic, but it is extremely, extremely sus. And the fact that we are... The thing that's tricky and why a lot of people don't agree with us when we say you can't be friends, we know what men are like. We see the male side of things and how 99% of them think.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're, I'm sorry, girls, if you're attractive, they want to take it to the next level.
Yeah.
And we know that.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's for women, it's hard to see and they think, oh, they're just being nice and friendly. They're not.
No.
That's not how it is. That's just not what dudes do. We don't want to talk. Like, we just don't want to do that.
If we wanted to talk to someone, we would talk to one of our friends that we can, like, literally say the most heinous things in front of, you know?
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
We have people we can talk to.
Yeah, like, we have intentions, and that's just how men are.
Men are crazy like that.
And, yeah, this guy 100% is not a nice guy if he's got a girlfriend and he's sending you songs.
Yeah.
The only time I've ever sent girls songs is when, like, I want things to go further with them.
Like, literally, like, this reminded me of you. Yeah. I reckon you'd like this.
Yeah.
Like, that's the most flirtatious behavior I've ever heard.
So, girl, you should go send a song to his girlfriend saying, like, cheating hoe, love, this girl, your boyfriend cheats, you don't even know about it, something like that.
Facts. I say do it.
Just out of nowhere. just out of nowhere. Next one. I have been single. I am in my 30s and have been dealing with a series of F-boys for what seems like forever. I'm a student from North America and I've started seeing a European guy that literally looks like he's from Paris Fashion Week.
Oh.
Nickname in the group chat is Swish Fashion Week.
Oh.
Great career, really kind guy. Actually, I'm really, really into him. But he tells me he loves me and is planning logistically and financially for our lives to be together after 6 weeks. Obviously, visas, etc., and something we have to think about when we are both in UK on visas that will expire my student one in July. But is this just me always being used to the drama and toxic of my past relationships, feeling a bit weirded out? Is this like a crazy guy from a show You on Netflix kind of weird? Group chat is divided.
Okay.
That would make sense. Kind of.
Wait, what? But is this just me always being used to the drama and toxicity of my past relationships and feeling a bit weirded out of this? Why does she do...
I don't know.
You go to... You're a student? Okay. Is this like the crazy guy from You, which is a crazy show? Okay. Group chat's divided. Okay. So is this her just being like a bit of a drama queen, like being used to the drama and toxicity, overthinking it too much? Yeah.
This guy's love bombing the fuck out of her.
Or is this guy love bombing? Is he crazy? Is he... It's so hard to tell.
He's crazy.
You reckon?
6 weeks.
I mean, they're in their 30s.
Ooh, true. 6 weeks, though. Mm. That's a month and 2 weeks.
That's a what?
That's a month and 2 weeks.
Facts.
That's 45 days.
Fair. That's so true. Fair. I think this guy might be crazy.
But
I don't want to ruin a relationship.
But
though,
the fact that this guy is, what'd they call him?
He's definitely hot.
What was his name? Swiss Fashion Week. Yeah. Fucking go with it. Yeah. If he's Swiss Fashion Week, why are you questioning it?
Oh, if he starts to ask you for money, yeah, that means you're getting robbed.
But live in your Delulu if he's the perfect man.
Yeah.
Why?
You're allowed the perfect man.
Yeah.
He's got a great career. Kind guy.
Open yourself up. If this turns out, you want to be enveloped by the situation.
Exactly.
Don't doubt it, especially if you're 30.
Just have... Sorry. Come on, man. We always tell people that not to put time on things. Hypocrite. What is it called? What was it again? You black kettle pot or something.
Calling the black kettle black.
Calling the kettle a black pot. I fuck knows.
Let me get it now. This is off the Patreon, guys. It is calling the kettle black.
Yeah, calling the kettle black.
This means you're a hypocrite.
The pot calling the kettle black. Yeah. This means you're a hypocrite. Fuck. All right, basically, yeah, I reckon I'm with you on that.
Yeah, for sure.
Go for it.
But do you think this guy's just saying all these things and doesn't have any intentions behind him and he's just leading her on?
The love thing scares me. He tells me he loves me and is planning logistically and financially for our lives to be together after 6 weeks. I mean, like, I know two couples, maybe three actually. They're older, but they got married after 3 months.
Really?
And they're still together, yeah. You know, you know one of them.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I know.
But the fact that this could be your happy ending, like once upon a time type of story, I can just go for it.
Yeah.
And mind plays too many tricks on us and you're going to be withheld from the situation. Just imagine if it is.
Mm.
Imagine when you tell your kids how you met your dad and everything was perfect.
Have you seen him with his friends yet?
Good point.
Have you seen him drunk yet?
Yeah.
Do you guys drink? Has he seen you with your friends yet?
Yeah.
Or you could just brush off this, like, you know, him saying I love you and all that. You could just kind of just be like, yeah.
Love you too.
Love you, yeah. Yeah. I love you too.
What would you say if a girl said to you, right, 6 weeks you've been saying, oh, you like her?
6 weeks?
Yeah, you like her. And she could be called Paris Fashion Model, right? That's her name in the group chat. And she says, Jake, I love you. What's your response?
Oh.
You don't have time to think.
No, true.
She's saying.
Well, you're on the spot.
Yeah. You just had sex. You roll over. She goes, Jake, I love you.
I have love for you too. Oh, shit.
You should say it like, I have. Like, just whisper the have. I have love for you too.
Oh, fuck. What do you do?
Yeah, I think that's the best approach. You just hug them and be like.
Or maybe because I don't like conflict and confrontation. I'd say I love you too then and there. All right. And then when we, after that hangout, when I go home,
yeah,
I'd have to start thinking like, okay, am I going to love this girl? Do I just go with it? Premature love, whatever. Or do I need to really sit her down and be like, I don't think we can be together because that's crazy.
Yeah. That's cray cray.
All right. Good luck. All righty. My boyfriend sweats so much in his sleep that his duvet smells like cheesy crisps. How do I tell him that his duvet smells like cheese without offending him? His sense of smell isn't that good.
This one was picked for Jake. I would.
Honestly, just fucking roast him.
I'd break up with him.
I would just start roasting this man.
Cheesy crisps. Imagine
seriously,
that.
Seriously, what does his dick smell like?
Yeah, it must be like cheddar down there.
Like, fuck.
Ooh.
Just, oh. I would seriously, like, if you love him, if everything else about him is good, I would just be like, I would just start roasting him. Like, oh my God, that's disgusting.
I'm loving this role play. Let's do it again. So I'm the boy, you're the girl.
Okay.
I just woke up from a nap.
Yeah.
I'm dripping in sweat.
Yeah, oh yeah, this man sweats. Honestly, I'd break up with him because he sweats in his sleep so much. That's disgusting.
I just roll over. Give you a little kiss. Like, I just had the best sleep ever. And I'm like, did you fart when I was sleeping?
I'd be like, no! That's you!
What?
That's your pillow. Look at your pillow. It's yellow. You haven't washed it for 3 weeks and you sweat every night. It's yellow.
It always looks like that.
I never want to come here. It's disgusting. Every time I leave my house, I just look back at my house like, I can't wait to be back here. Oh, and I never want to let you sleep in my bed. You need to sort out this hyperhidrosis shit.
So are we done? Can I sleep in your bed and see if the smell goes away?
Let me think about it.
I love you.
I have love for you. Honestly, I reckon just roast him.
Yeah. 100%. But you stink, dude.
Yeah.
Like, fuck. Like, buy him like some nice deodorants and like shower gels.
No.
Maybe
no.
A new pillow. What?
Fuck this man. I reckon you need to-
It's her boyfriend.
You need to- You don't need to be in charge of whether this man fucking smells good. A bit of self-love, all right? You need to- So basically, this man is getting away with being a disgusting slob, all right? So now he knows what he can get away with, okay? You need to put your foot down and you need to say, I'm seriously not putting up with this. This is fucking disgusting. Like, just be disgusted because you are. Just be like seriously, your bed smells like cheesy crisps. You sweat every fucking night and you don't smell good, all right? I'm sorry about it, but I won't put up with it. And then if he gives a fuck, yeah, look, it's an offensive thing to say, but someone, he just needs to hear it. True. And who better to hear it from than you?
Why did you date him in the first place?
Yeah.
But I tell you what is relatable. Although we don't have that many, I feel like our men listeners would know how to do it, but I don't think many men know how to wash their body correctly.
Huh?
Like, really at all.
Like, get soap on it?
I don't reckon they do, hey. I really? Just, like, stand there and, like, even, like, clean their, like, bum hole and shit. I don't reckon people do
it. I'm a credit card swiper.
Yeah, I heard on the Inspired Unemployed pod, like, one of them, Jack was just like, do you put, like, he was freaked out that you put your hand down your bum hole. He like just lets like soap run down there and like just puts it on.
He doesn't wash his bum?
No. Crack? No. And I think that's a very relatable thing for men.
It's probably got so many dingleberries down
there. Yeah, I know. And I was like, I reckon that many of our friends would like, some of our friends still use, what are they, washcloths? I reckon that's such a disgusting thing. That many men out there, if you're using a bar of soap, time to change your stuff up.
Fucking hell.
Like, come on.
What you wanna do, be what you wanna be, relatables.
All right, everybody. It's actually a good segue from dilemmas. Cause this is what was their name in the group chat.
Yep.
And I just wanted to say, like, some of these are savage.
I know. Wait, so I don't even want to know what my name has been in people's group chat. I don't think I'm that bad.
And all I want people listening to do right now is picture the first thing that comes to mind as soon as we say the word. Because I was in the gym and I was just like, what do these dudes look like?
That's so fair.
Yeah.
That's so fair.
So, what was their name in the group chat? Squidward.
Squidward? Yeah. You couldn't even find that out. That's like, what if you ended up marrying that man?
Mm. So, I pitched it two ways though. Massive snoz or massive...
Fair. Yeah. Fair. I've got... you wouldn't want this. Petite Prince.
Petite Prince? Is that a compliment?
Fuck no.
It's got a prince in it.
Yeah, but it's like fucking just...
As soon as you say the word petite, I just think of like a... Tiny,
man,
like
a man can't be petite. Yeah. A man cannot be called petite. All right.
Okay. This is like every girl's dream. Jail guy.
Jail. Why do girls love a guy from jail?
I don't know.
Funny. Honestly, that's so true.
They all do. It's like if they, she would have been typing that and be like, "This is a claim I got from jail guy. Fuck. He's up for 10 years now."
Oh my god. Mick Smalls.
Ooh.
Also, I don't think you want that.
Creative? No way. Mick Smalls.
Mick Smalls.
That could kind of work for a girl too.
True.
Yeah.
Oi. So a guy would be Mick Small.
Yeah.
She would be Mick Smalls.
Yeah.
That's fucking true.
Yeah, both ways. Lord Farquaad.
That is. Is that not, would that not be like the most insulting thing that you've ever heard?
The only reason I don't think it's insulting anymore is I reckon Zac Efron now looks like Lord Farquaad in Ironclaw. He does, eh?
I never even thought of that.
He does.
That is so true. Somebody fucking send this to Zac Efron and tell him to fix his face. Yeah. I don't care about that stupid excuse about falling on your fireplace, Zach. Yeah. You got fucking Botox and it went wrong, all right? Yeah. You fucking hell, fix that shit. What was their name in the group chat? Gravedigger. No matter how hard I tried to get rid of him, he'd always rise from the dead.
Oh
shit.
That's cold.
That is creative.
Literally.
I like that one.
I did like that one. That one's good. This one could be one of your girls, man. Bogan Harry Styles.
I'm not Bogan Harry Styles. Fuck this man. Who said that?
Her name is...
DV. His initials, but also goes by domestic violence.
Oh.
Still going today.
Oh. Just got worse and worse.
Ah, sorry, babes.
Come on. What? If you're still going today, like, come on.
Do you want me to give you one more to make it better?
Please.
Mummy's Milkies.
Wait, how? Mummy's Milkies?
Or maybe...
Is that
maybe,
from a girl?
Maybe she calls herself Mummy and he gives her his Milkies.
Maybe. We're getting like...
Baby voice. Intricate. Mummy's Milkies. Yeah.
What was his name in the group chat? Cutest of Cuties.
Honestly, I like that one. That's a good one. Cutest of Cuties.
Finding out you were cutest of cuties.
Oh, shit.
That's me.
That's a good one. Tripod. That's a good one too.
Ooh, yeah.
That's a good one to have.
Yeah, if you saw it, you'd be like, yeah, fuck it.
I think Drake would be called Tripod. Yeah. Have you seen that?
I haven't seen the vid of you.
I haven't seen it, but all I've been hearing is that man has a missile on him.
We should do a reaction of it, eh?
Seriously.
Might find it for TikTok.
I guarantee his PR team's got that off the internet. Should, we can try and find it.
The dark web, mate. It's everywhere.
Is that?
Yeah. You can find anything on that thing.
Reddit.
Yeah. Reddit. What was his name in the group chat? Underwhelming.
Why did he even make it to the group chat then?
I don't know. Because he did it more than once.
Yeah.
I couldn't hear that.
Underwhelming. Though. Honestly, maybe, obviously that means that he's a good looking bloke.
Mm.
And it was underwhelming because there was some hype behind it.
I got a lot of ones that were just like dumb, but all dick and shit like that. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dead dog guy. Okay. Didn't like him at first, but then his dog died. So I had to stay because I felt bad. Oh my God. Honestly, that's worse. If you didn't like him, you may as well have ripped the second band-aid off at the same time as his dog dying, because it wouldn't have hurt as bad. So now you're gonna stay with him, he's gonna give feelings for you. You consoled him through his dead dog dying, and then you're gonna fucking leave him.
I love the explanation, like we couldn't put two and two together. Like obviously his dog died. Yeah. Another one of every girl's dream. Barista boy.
Facts! Girls love a barista.
They do. If you want to get some dudes and like, you're struggling, go start making some coffee.
Like coffee, if you're a bartender and you make a wicked drink for them, they love you. Yeah. It's usually mums though.
Yeah.
I got a lot of mums.
Yeah.
What else? Tradie?
I don't reckon tradie.
Girls love a tradie.
I don't know. I reckon that's like an 18-year-old love it.
Wait, why do girls love drug dealers?
I don't know. Why do girls love drug dealers?
Is that an Australian thing?
It might be.
Somebody who's listening, message us. Is that an Australian thing? Every girl over here loves a drug dealer and it's wild.
Is it because they get cheap drugs?
It's because they get cheap like coke.
Yeah.
Girls love it.
It is weird though.
Mm. All right. Ultra Beast. She was 6'4".
That's from a dude. Ultra Beast. Oi, props to that dude. Not many men can do it.
Man's must have been tall.
Yeah, good
or
on
he was
him.
Short. Or he was short.
Yeah, he's secure in his masculinity. Good on him.
Ultra Beast. Imagine her finding that out.
Oh, poor girl.
That's fucked.
She will now.
Yeah, true.
What was his name in the group chat? Girth.
Would you rather girth or length?
They're on the same wavelength. I was just going to ask you that. Length. I think length.
I think if I was to have the same girth I've got now, and it's like, do you have the same length you have now but girthier, or the same girth but longer? I'm going to go girth but longer. So no. Same girth but longer.
So you got a small one.
So like, well, I wouldn't say it's small, but like, I think you'd be stupid to be like, if someone said, do you want an extra inch?
Would you rather have like a tuna can or like a banana?
Banana.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tuna can.
Yeah.
Is that possible?
I don't know.
Pepperoni pizza had a lot of acne.
Oh, I was going to think massive nipples.
Oi. Some dudes can get some fucking big old gross bologna nips.
Yeah.
Have you? Wait, what about also like, I think it's more common in females.
Females get away. I reckon it's like hot on girls.
Yeah, big nips.
Yeah.
I don't mind it.
I reckon they can get away. Dudes with bigs just weird though. Is that bad?
A couple
that
burger patties on there. That's disgusting. I don't think that's bad at all. That's gross.
Yeah. Fix it. You can't.
Sure, you can get them cut off.
What? Your nipples?
Sure, you can get the surrounding of your nipple made smaller. You can get Botox in your cheek to make yourself have bigger cheeks.
I don't think so.
You can get a nipple made smaller. You can get your nipples removed and put back on when you get a boob reduction.
Mm. But it's your natural body, so that's how you are. It's all right, man.
Mm, fair.
We're all for whatever that's called. Next one. I just wanted to do this one to call this lady out because I think she was trying to flex on us.
Oh.
Okay. So what was his name in the group chat? 6'3", Latin lawyer.
We don't give a fuck. Yeah. We don't give a fuck, girl. Yeah. Are you serious?
Jesus, I wanted to flex.
I hope she's listening to this.
Yeah.
Latin lawyer. 6'3", Latin lawyer. Yeah. Did it last? Yeah. No, he broke up with you. Yeah. Tommy Not So Slim Shelby, because he was a rapper that looked like Tommy Shelby. That's creative.
That is creative.
Very creative.
Why are you getting with this guy though? He's a rapper. Yeah.
Probably sells drugs.
True. He who must not be named.
Voldemort.
That's her ex for sure.
That's actually a good idea. Like if you need to bring someone up, it's like, I'm not saying their name. He who must not be named.
Yeah.
Did this. Salvation Army, because dating him was a charity case.
Oh, that's good. That's creative as fuck.
No.
That would go wild in the girls group chat.
That's actually good. Facts. That would go wild.
PT guy.
Fair.
Yeah.
Did you pay him? Is he a prostitute? Accidental prostitute. Mm. You never know. Kmart Jack Harlow.
To be fair, I would too.
Honestly, that's a funny one.
Yeah.
I like that.
Do you think Jack Harlow's good looking?
No.
Really?
Have you seen Narnia?
No.
Bro, I'm going to look it up quickly. You have to see this.
Is he in it?
No, but he looks like a guy that's in it. Ready? Narnia goat? Man?
He doesn't mean that.
Looks exactly like him.
Oh, okay.
Candle in the Wind. Due to the sad whisper of hair on top of his head.
That's good.
Oh, fuck.
Lizard kisser.
Yuck! It's disgusting. That's why I'd rather just get pecked than lizard kissed. Oh my god.
Are you out?
I'm done.
I'm a quick fire. Missed the UTI.
Oh.
This is from a dude, the one with the cats.
I like cats.
Yeah.
I so that was, what was his name in the group chat? Yeah, or what was their name in the group chat?
You guys are savages.
Yeah, very savage.
Do what you want to do. Be what you want to be. Relatables.
Jake, 2.5 months. Look at this. With the beard growth kit, my new beard's never looked fuller.
Oh, yeah, I actually noticed that. You certainly are looking like the sharpest tool in the shed. Or maybe I should say the shaggiest tool in the shed.
The shaggiest?
Got me thinking, why not join the fun? And it's a game changer.
It's all about taking that first step. And Copenhagen Grooming's refund policy is a no-brainer.
Absolutely, folks. If you're looking to boost your beard and confidence, use our code RELATABLES69, all caps, for a sweet deal. Don't miss out. Okay. I would like to ask you, Oddie. I'm going to read something and then I'm going to ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
So, I found something on the internet and it says, I don't fully side with, if he wanted to, he would. Because my boyfriend is quite literally the most oblivious person I've ever met and needs to be told what to do. With that being said, if I ask him to do anything for me, you better believe he will do it in a heartbeat. So, I'm more of a, if he knows you want it, he should. Kind of person.
Ooh.
And so my question, what that brought the question up in my head was, is do you think that in the social media age where everyone has an opinion, it's like, do you think that because there's all these videos made about a girl maybe going like, oh my God, my boyfriend bought me this. I didn't even ask. He brings me flowers every other day, blah, blah, blah. Do you think that because all that gets posted on social media, now there's like a very skewed view of what a good relationship looks like?
Ooh.
And also it's like maybe a girl that's with a guy that's a really good guy that might just be a little bit oblivious and he needs to be told. And if he knows that she wants something, he will get it for her, but he just doesn't know. Because like a guy can't like read your mind.
It does come down to that. A lot of, I think that's so relatable. A lot of men are oblivious to the situation.
Yeah.
And a lot of the time, your girlfriend's feelings.
Yeah, fact.
What they're going through. And what's your question is?
It's like, do you think that there has now been like just like a massive effect? It's like too much comparison, too much, I guess, like do you think that social media has been detrimental to relationships basically in a very short question?
I think so. Yeah. It's put a lot of ideas in both men and women's heads of unreal expectations, because the social media's worst trait is putting the best side of things on social media.
Mm.
So a lot of these girls are putting in, my boyfriend's the best. And we just had Valentine's Day. Mm. And this guy's decked out a whole room, rose petals, blah, 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 this, that, and the other. And then she's not showing that they had a fight last week about him not putting in enough effort.
Yeah, exactly. And there's that. So it's like she's showing off that he did that. And then the girl that's watching its boyfriend, all he did was get her a rose.
Yeah.
Which isn't even like, it's like, look, maybe he didn't put as much effort in, but it's like, I just think that it's her relationship with the guy that got her just the rose. It could be great. They never fight. They always get along. Like, and he makes her feel amazing. But it's now that she's seen like this, the girl she knows.
It's the classic, the grass is greener on the other side.
The grass is always greener, yeah. And yeah, comparison's a thief of joy. And I just, it makes me think like it's with everything.
Oh yeah, 100%. And I say, especially with relationships, a lot of the time you sometimes cause an argument. That's why a lot of arguments happen over something that's not there.
Yeah.
And a big one is you're not trying enough or you're not putting in enough effort.
Yeah.
And some of the only times you think that is because you're seeing other people's relationships where you're comparing to and you don't know anything like that. And
it's like my boyfriend should be doing that too, or my girlfriend should be doing that too.
And it all comes down to one of the things we preach, which is communication in a relationship. And if your boyfriend or girlfriend gets you one rose and you're in a loving relationship and you know deep down how meaningful you are to each other,
yeah,
that's all that matters.
Yeah.
And I think it is a very bad thing that social media brings up.
Yeah. And it's like, yeah, and like I don't want to go against what we said a couple weeks ago about girls. We spoke about how some girls kind of strive to be like a low maintenance girlfriend. Like, I don't want to go against that. Like, I still think like you should definitely have standards and stuff, but
are they your standards
needs,
though?
Yeah, like, but I think it needs to be like, it needs to be your standards, you know. But also it's like it needs to be communicated. Like if you let's say girlfriend and boyfriend situation, like if you love your boyfriend, but you know, like he's your boyfriend, you know him, like you know this person, like you love your boyfriend. If you know for a fact that he is an oblivious person, then there's nothing wrong with needing to just like maybe, I guess, let him know in a roundabout way. I don't know how to say it, but just like maybe let him know that you do want to go out for more dinners and stuff, and then just kind of see what happens with that, what he does with that. So that's where your standards would come in. So it's like you don't have to say you don't like going out for dinner, but if you were to say to him, so let's say you really want to, it's like you can say to him, I would like to start going out for more dinners. And then if he acts on that and he does, then that therefore he's obviously trying to do that and he cares about you and he wants to keep make you happy. But if he doesn't, and he's like, oh, you're high maintenance, that's where it's like your standards would come in, and you don't want to be a low maintenance girlfriend.
And I think a lot of these, on this potty especially, we get asked dilemmas. What should I do? Should I lose my virginity? And then you're thinking, should my boyfriend be putting in more effort and bring into bigger things? Should I be making more money? Where should I be at life? And a lot of these, that you're looking for answers from other people, from external sources, which one of those sources is social media. And sometimes dilemmas are from us. But a lot of the time, the answers just, ask yourself that and stick to it.
Yeah.
Literally, that's all it is. And don't let any external things change your thinking process if you're happy and that's what makes you happy.
Yeah.
Like if your boyfriend's not doing what all these cool people are doing online, but you know you have a really nice relationship and you're happy, that's all that matters. If you don't want to lose your virginity, that's all that matters.
Yeah.
And you just got to ask yourself that. And I think that's very, very bad because social media has brought so many people's lives into connection and we're not meant to be built like that.
Yeah, I agree.
At all.
Yeah, I find I get like a bit angry about it sometimes. Do you ever find maybe someone brings up a good point that could be used in relation to, like, say your girlfriend brought up a good point and it's like something that you may be lacking in, and because the way we've been raised, it's like it seems like she's being a high maintenance girlfriend when all she's really having is standards. Do you ever find like in a certain moment you're kind of like, oh my God, like such a hassle. But then after the fact, you're kind of like, oh wait, that really isn't that big of an ask. Like
when you're in the heat of it, you can't see it.
Yeah. Do you ever find like when you're in the heat of it, you can't see it?
100%. And that's why one of my like techniques is, it's hard to say in the time, like give me some space.
Yeah.
And the person on the other side of that's like, no, we got to deal with this right now.
Yeah.
But if you take a step away out of the situation and look at the bubble from outside, you can see that you're being either an idiot or they're being an idiot.
Yeah.
And that's what it comes down to. And it does anger me a lot. It angers, you can't see it when you're in it. That's why the dilemmas are so good, because we bring them back to where an outsider perspective. And when you can do that yourself,
yeah,
that's really, really good and healthy. But relationships are so tricky. And
what's the song? What's the guy is it Sam Fender that covered, no, he opened for Noah Kahan? Was his name Sam Fender?
No, that's another love, Sam Fender.
Basically the guy that opened for Noah Kahan, I don't remember his name, but he has a song and it's in one of the lyrics in it is love is hard, but loneliness is harder or something like that.
Was it? Yeah, there's a Lumineer lyric that says it's better to feel something than to feel nothing at all.
Yeah. And I think, I find as much as we preach like communication and that, and always like, a big thing in arguments with like a relationship would be, I find in the heat of something, I don't remember all of like the good tactics to use, you know, like the, you know, it's me and you against the problem, not me and you against each other, or really try and stay away from like pointing or saying the word you, like you did this, but you did this. Like those things like make it so much more heated. I find it so difficult to actually like remember to do those things. And then after the fact, I find myself needing to apologize. Like, I'm sorry I did that. Like, I see your point now. And when I thought about it, like, I wish that when an argument starts, you could like
pause.
You could just be like, let's pause. I hear you. I really want to think about it. But then it also, again, it's like it puts across that, like, I just don't care.
It's
so annoying, hey. Because I am 100% the type of guy that, like, say you and I disagreed on something. I would need like time to think. I would need time to think before I even come back.
I'm sort of, when I'm in it, I can sort of see most things in my.
I struggle.
I'm really. I don't have tunnel vision.
Nah, I reckon I do. And my toxic thing is like if I'm arguing with my sister, I'm like, I just kind of want to make her feel bad now.
Yeah.
I'm just like, well, I'm just going to roast her.
Sometimes siblings are different too, because sometimes you just want to win.
Yeah.
Like if you're in a relationship and you were wrong, I can happily say, I admit, I'll be like, oh, sorry, I was wrong. But if I'm in an argument with my brother or something, I'm fighting.
Literally, yeah. It's like, I don't care about your feelings. I'm here to win.
Yeah.
Like, exactly. You trained me for this. Yeah. You're older, you trained me.
Exactly. So it's different. But I'm trying to think of a technique that once you're in it with a relationship, how can you see the bigger picture without, because I'm the opposite. So you're in it completely and you argue and sometimes you say things you don't mean.
I feel like, yeah, I've like in the past I've done that a lot and now
you're trying to get out of it. Whereas I can easily see everything that's going on and I see the emotion coming from the other person and they're in it and I say, I need some time, we'll get over it. And like, I come across as you don't care.
Yeah, it's almost just pisses them off.
Yeah, it does. It pisses. It's like, we need to sort this now, because then if you leave, they're just going to be dwelling on it heaps more.
Yeah, and you might need to dwell on it.
And that's what...
That's scary to say.
That's the two... I think that's the two reasons people... the two types of argument people is people in it and people who can step away from the situation. Mm. And they can't resolve it together because you resolve it in different ways.
Mm.
So you need to resolve it right there and then. But I think that's also... That happens. That's so relatable in relationships because they're the type of people that attracts because they're opposites, and that's like a distinctive characteristic trait.
It's so funny. Yeah.
So it is. Yeah, it is funny, and I think it's just learning your partner's traits and how they cope or get over things.
Yeah, you almost need to know them well enough to maybe recognize that what they're doing is like something that it's just what they do, and they are going to come back and like,
well, and change it. And then in a relationship too. It's so healthy to fight. I think a lot of people...
I was actually just going to ask you that. Do you think it's healthy to
fight? Yeah, for sure. I think fighting in a relationship shows that you can have a heated argument, you can resolve the situation and come out on the end of it lovey-dovey and it's gone. And that's growth.
Mm.
That's what growth is. And that's gaining another understanding and a level of person that you haven't had before. It's unhealthy if you can't come on the other, and there's two petty people. I don't think they're meant to be together, and one of them has to win.
Petty people in an argument, man.
Yeah. Everyone knows that those two like blokes who like think they're the top dog. They're like alpha dogs, and they have the same mindset, and they're like, I've got to be the fucking life of this party. And they just fight, and you see it, and they normally have like a fist fight at the end of the night.
Yeah.
It's the same thing in relationships. If those two people like two arguments, but no, it's very, very healthy. And that's learning. I used to think, when I was growing up, like, no, if we're perfect for each other, we should never fight.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's another, honestly, that's social media putting that in our
head. Yeah, exactly.
You know? And it's like social media is putting in your head, like, if you wanted to, we would. But honestly, like, he may just be the type of guy where it's like, if he knows you want it, he should.
Yeah.
You know? Like, you can't let something you see online define your relationship.
No. And I'm not justifying men's lack of effort, but from the male's perspective is we don't think that way a lot of the time. Sometimes we get in the mood where we're going to think, what can I do for this? How can I make her smile? How can I do that? But sometimes you just think about, what am I going to do at work a day?
Yeah.
What am I going to do at the gym?
Mm.
Nothing else.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That's all you think about. And sometimes you need to plant a seed, and that's like, it's not if he wanted to, he will. It's the other thing. If he's a nice guy, he loves you, that's all that matters. Tell him what you want.
Yeah, I saw another video of a girl explaining, like, you know how there was that whole trend going around where it's like, girls, it's February, if he hasn't asked you to be his Valentine yet, blah, blah, blah. Like, I'll happily ask a girl that's my girlfriend to be my Valentine just because I know it makes them feel special. Like my mind works in a way where it's like, that makes sense to me. It's like, if that makes, it's one, it's fucking, will you be my Valentine? It's five words. Like, so I'll say it. And that doesn't worry me. But like, I also see where guys come from where it's like, you're my girlfriend. Like, what are you talking about? Why would I need to ask you to be my Valentine?
Mm.
And I saw this one where a girl goes like, she's like, I'm seeing this trend, blah, blah, blah. Like, my boyfriend's not going to ask me to be his Valentine. My boyfriend doesn't even get me that many gifts. But she kind of goes on to explain, like, you know what he does do though? She's like, he makes me a tea every morning and every night without fail. Like, she listed off all these, like, things that are, like, the most loving things where it's, like, you'd almost prefer them to like this boyfriend that does all these extravagant things.
I'm much more a person who likes personalized things. Like if I got yesterday with my girlfriend, she made me a personalized card, like of all these cut out little things and like cards that opened, little flowers inside. And I way prefer that than fucking if I could, she got me like $100 pair of sneakers or something.
Exactly.
Like it's, I like just it's just the effort.
Yeah.
You like the effort, and if it's it depends it's how you like it and how they show it.
Yeah.
And it's just I think stop comparing yourself. It's just the thief of joy. We say it before.
Yeah, I would just say anyone watching this, anyone young, I would, you know, it's like yes, you need to have standards, but just don't let social media skew your I guess your view on your own relationship.
Exactly. You
know? Like really step back and look at it yourself.
Mm.
Do what you wanna do, be what you wanna be. Relatables.
All right, guys. I asked last week and we didn't get any. Fucking rude if you ask me. Send us some voice messages of you singing a song.
Yeah,
we'll tag you. We'll put you on the pod. My voice is sore.
Maybe people don't get this far in the potty as soon as they hear the outro.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah.
But anyone that does, please listen. Send them in. Send them in. We love you.
You're not singing?
Oh, no, I wasn't planning
on that. You're not going to outro? No. Okay, we're just going to say that. Okay.
Send us songs.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, I can give a little, if you did stay this long, I'll give a little insight. Bob Marley movie, not worth seeing at all. Budget, same shit. Honestly, storyline was terrible.
Yep.
And it was just the song was like, would you be loved or whatever.
But that's the only song he sang.
No, they didn't even play that. Would you be loved? It was shit.
Don't watch it, guys.
Yeah, exactly.
See ya.
Bye.
What you wanna do, be what you wanna be, relatables.